Our scripture comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, begins in verse 9 through 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. And if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends, and if you do what I command you, I do not call you servants any longer, because a servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and to bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. And I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This is the word of God for the people of God. You may be seated. I had a chance this last week to go to a field day at Lavender School and a picnic at Wren's School. And Julie and I kind of tried to figure out where we needed to be and how we were going to meet up. But it was really kind of an awesome thing to watch. Because the thing that I kind of saw in these kindergartners was how much they have grown and kind of developed in just a year. Sort of at one point in the year, Lavender had a little bit of hesitation doing the balance beam. And yet here during field day, they had an obstacle course where, man, she just ran down that balance beam like there wasn't nothing to it. And I was amazed at some of the teachers, kind of the intensity that they kind of got into some of these competitions. Some of y'all might have experienced this if you've got kids in elementary school or middle school. At the end of field day, there was a gauntlet, single elimination, tug-of-war championship. Y'all, these teachers are intense. They were like getting down on one knee, like, all right, guys, get around me. This is what we're going to do. They were like, all right, biggest kids in the back. You guys pull hard, pull fast. I mean, they were strategizing. They were putting, like, kids in certain places. They were getting down and dirty with this tug-of-war championship. And I was talking to some of the kids. I said, how do you guys feel about this? And, man, they were like, our teacher said, we have to win. I mean, it wasn't a learning expectation. I mean, I was like, man, these teachers are getting into it. And man, there was some tough love. There was kids that were like, man, I got to go to the bathroom. They were like, you can go after we win. I was like, man, in kindergarten, they are getting down on these kids, man. It was intense. And just kind of seeing this tough love kind of being applied, I was like, man, kindergartners. But man, guys, I will not play with you. Once Lavender's class got up and pulled onto that rope, man, they were in the zone. They were dialed in. And they were ready. I mean, it was like as soon as they heard that whistle, man, pull hard and pull fast, start moving. Man, they wiped out every class they came up against. Three rounds in a row, finally taking the kindergarten Calera Elementary School championship. Two years in a row for Miss Hayes' class, as I understand it. Tough love is a very interesting concept. For some of y'all that are parents or have had parents or coaches or different teachers, there have been times where we have experienced some tough love. Some time that somebody has pushed us beyond where we wanted to be pushed, or where somebody wouldn't give up on us when we wanted to give up on ourselves. And they push us, they motivate us, they give us that reason that we should not quit. And sometimes we don't like it, and sometimes it hurts, but usually it moves us to a point where we achieve something we didn't know that we could achieve before. Do we have anybody in here that has served in the military? Y'all know what tough love is about. Y'all have experienced some tough love. People that have been through basic training, that have been through an experience of being broken down systematically in order to be built back up and put together. That tough love comes in a lot of different ways. But I was thinking about kind of my military experience, how I've seen this kind of played out. And so, like every good pastor, I went on Google this week and looked up some of the funniest basic training tough love stories that I could find. And here's just a couple of them. There was one time we had a private who just couldn't do right, so we sent him outside to sweep off all the sunshine off the sidewalks. It took the poor guy all day, too. We had another one. Week one in basic training, we had a soldier ask for an omelet in the chow line, which is not allowed for basic training soldiers because there's not enough time for every single soldier to have a customized omelet. And the cook started making the omelet when a drill sergeant asked what was going on. I kind of edited that a little bit. And the basic training soldier replied, "Go around, drill sergeant, I'm waiting on my omelet." This boy's about to get some tough love. Needless to say, it was the wrong thing to say, and during the first week of basic training, our platoon motto was henceforth changed to "Go around, drill sergeant, I'm waiting on my omelet." And the basic training soldier's name was henceforth Private Omelet. And then sometimes during basic training, you get injured. Sometimes you need a little bit of recovery time in order to kind of jump back in so your injury doesn't become permanent. And this one particular guy, he saw somebody in his platoon who was on a full body waiver for exercises. A full body waiver is a temporary restriction from lifting, running, or basically doing anything physical until your injury is healed. But the drill instructor, despite the waiver, was undeterred, and during PT, gave the soldier 1,000 smiley frownies. Smile once, frown once. In cadence, all morning long. Wasn't going to let him get off at all. And then there was another gentleman that couldn't seem to qualify with his weapon at all. And in order to not look bad in front of the commander, one of the warrant officers took off his glasses, drew a crosshair on one of the lenses, and introduced him to the colonel as a future super soldier, thus inspecting their training and getting them out of having to qualify in front of the command. So tough love comes in all sorts of forms, and it's usually found in the process of trying to help someone achieve something higher and greater in their life. It can look like a lot of different things. It can look like a friend telling another friend the truth that nobody else will tell them. It will look like a parent or a teacher or a coach sort of pushing somebody a little bit further than they want to be pushed themselves, not letting them give up on themselves or not letting them kind of settle too shallow for a goal, but helping them see that they can do hard things and things that they didn't think that they could do before. Tough love comes in all sorts of forms. Sometimes tough love can look like Jesus. In our scripture reading this morning, we come to a point in Jesus' ministry where he's giving his disciples kind of the last lessons, kind of the cheat sheets of all of his ministry so far. He's spent the last night with his disciples, and everything from here on out looks nothing like being arrested and tortured and crucified and resurrected. So we're at the end game here. And Jesus, in this last night, is sort of laying out all of his teachings in the simplest way that he possibly can. And earlier, he tells him his last commandment, and he brings it up here again. He said, "My last teaching that I could possibly give you, if you don't hear anything else tonight, my last commandment is love each other as I have loved you." And he tells him to abide in my love. Now, for some of those might seem like some easy principles. Just love each other as Jesus has loved us. Well, I've never seen Jesus love me, so I can just love somebody the way that I can only think that Jesus can love me. But abide in my love does not come so easy, because Jesus, he kind of lays it out a little bit more for us. And the teaching that he gives starts to get tougher and tougher. And the tough love, that if you want to abide in my love, then abiding in my love means keeping my commandments. And if you keep my commandments, it means you love me, because I have kept my Father's commandments and I have loved him and abided in him. And all of a sudden it starts to get a little bit tougher. And then Jesus kind of continues on, and he tells them that no one has greater love than this, than one who lays down their life for their friends. And all of a sudden, this love each other as I have loved you is starting to look even a little bit more tough. And then Jesus kind of closes out the scripture that we read today with this idea of productivity with fruit, of this question of what are we actually producing with our lives and what is going to be the product of you abiding in this love and loving each other. Because he tells each and every one of them, I chose you. You didn't stumble into this kingdom and you were not created without a purpose and you were not a mistake. I chose you. And I have been with you and I have poured my life into you because there is a purpose for you being here. To produce fruit with your life. And the fruit that we produce, it is not for ourselves. Paul kind of lines out this fruit a little bit later on, this fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. The fruit that we produce through the Holy Spirit with our lives, and it is not for us. It is not peace that makes our lives better. It is not joy that lifts us up. It is fruit that is made for others in this life, for us to give away. Because in the scripture, right in the middle of what we read today, is Jesus says this real confusing thing that we can jump right over if we're not paying attention. That in order for your joy to be made complete, abide in my love, follow my commandments, and pour out your lives for others. You see, if we are those that come into this life and we are like those disciples who constantly question, what's in this for me? Am I being built up? Am I being given joy? Is my hope increasing? Is my life being made better by this thing that Jesus said that we could do? Jesus says that is only the first part. And it is an incomplete expression of my love for you. And it is an incomplete joy that we have in this life. Because the other piece comes if we are willing to give that away to others. The bad news is this type of stuff is hard. Loving others is hard. Because we get to that point where sometimes we meet people who are hard to love, or maybe we get to a point in our life where it's hard to give that love. And this scripture that finds itself right in the heart of what we read is one of my most favorite scriptures in all of the Bible. That no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And every time I read that in the sense of there is this dramatic moment in your life where you'll be called to make a huge sacrifice, whether that's jumping in front of something that's going to hurt somebody else or making some huge gesture of sacrifice in your life that you would lay your life down for somebody else, whether it was a friend or a family member or a child or even a stranger, how far you would go to lay your life down. But it's a tougher love than that. It's a harder expression. And I feel more than the grand gestures that we would sometimes think that this scripture would be, I feel like Jesus is telling us that this is an everyday scripture. This is an everyday choice. This is an everyday exercise, an everyday experience of finding how you can pour yourself out for someone else around you. Whether it's a family member, whether it's a stranger, whether it's a coworker, how can you serve more and pour yourself out more? Because Jesus says, as much as we can empty ourselves out, I will fill you up. And if you are pouring yourself out in such a way to serve others in this life and to lift them up, then by God, anything you ask in this life, I will give you. And I will fill you back up. Abide in my love and obey my commandments. When we give tough love to someone else, it's usually an expression of sort of knowing that we know what's best. That I know this is going to be hard, but if you just listen to my advice, if you just do what I tell you, if you just move one step further, then you'll realize that this was all worth it. There was a time this weekend that we took Wren to McDonald's. And while we were sitting there kind of sitting on our eating our French fries and sipping on our Coke, Wren wanted to go play on the McDonald's play place. Now, she has never been in a McDonald's play place. But man, you could see the intensity and the longing in her eyes to go flying down that curly slide. But she was intimidated. There was a lot of kids playing. It was a lot bigger. She'd never been in a McDonald's like this to where it was all enclosed. And so she asked if she could stay here a long time. But when she got in front of that play place, man, she couldn't even move. She was terrified, petrified, stupefied, standing in front of this entrance. Now me, I'm not one who has a whole lot of patience. And I found myself getting a little frustrated. I found myself getting a little irritated. I was like, man, if I'm going to sit here, that kid's going to be going on that playground. So I was like, well, baby, are you going to go? And she wouldn't go. And I said, well, if you don't want to go, let's put your shoes on and we'll get ready to go. And we'll go do something else. And so she put her shoes on and she came back to the table. But she put her head down on the table and she longingly was gazing on that playground like it was a long-lost lover. Wanting to be reunited with it, but not knowing if she could do it. So I said, well, baby, let me go in there with you. And we went to the front of it. And she said she wanted me to come in there with her. And I was like, baby, I'm 250 pounds. That thing is not going to hold me. And I said, but just sit here on the edge of it. And she sat on the edge. And then there was a big kid playing in the middle. And I said, kid, get out of there. And I kicked him out. And then I said, Wren, just sit a little bit further in there. So she got a little bit further. And I said, see, you can climb up to the next level. And when you climb up to the next level, there's a little window. You can look down and even see me. So she climbed up a little bit further. And then once she realized that she could do it on her own and that she could see us, man, we didn't see her for another 10 minutes. She went crawling through the pipe. She went crawling through the tunnel. She come up the ladder and down the ladder and down the twisty slide and then back up. And man, for all that joy that she saw at the very beginning, but she couldn't bring herself to, just taking those small steps finally got her to that point. But I learned more about myself than I think she did at that moment. That frustration of, I just wanted to push her in it and say, will you just go down the slide? But not being able to walk with her through the steps. Because tough love is incomplete if all we're doing is telling somebody what they could do with their life, telling somebody what they can achieve. Tough love is that tougher love that actually looks like walking with somebody through that life and showing them that you will not give up on them. See, when Jesus shows us tough love, it's more than just telling us what we should do with our lives, but instead he laid it out for us. He said, if nothing else in this life, if you can't follow all the rules, just follow in my footsteps and do what I did. And if you can do that, you will experience a joy. You'll experience a love. You'll experience fruit in your life that you will never have imagined before. Abide in my love. And I feel the good news is that Jesus is calling us to something that's deeper than we've ever imagined. Because if we are coming to be filled up by God and to be filled up by all that we can get of God, that is only a half of a step. Because Jesus says, I want you to come and to be filled up so that you might give me away. And through the act of giving that kingdom away and of sharing that love with others and going forth and walking in this life with our family members, our friends, our strangers, even our enemies, we begin to see this truly tough kind of love that Jesus laid out for us. And ultimately, the deepest expression of that, Jesus laid out for what he did for us. And he calls us to remember it and to think about it and experience it. Because every time we remember it, then we are filled up in order to go and to do the same thing for the world as well. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends.